Let's talk about chemotherapy and trastuzumab.
Okay.
This woman then fell into the category of a higher risk type patient.
Mm-hmm.
Another consideration is the fact that she's 72.
Mm-hmm.
She's not 92, but mm-hmm. she's also not 62. So
mm-hmm.
she's 72, getting a little bit up there in years. Prior to the trastuzumab adjuvant data coming
mm-hmm.
out, you know, in early 2005, in general, how were you all approaching the issue of chemotherapy in the higher risk patient like that?
We were using predominantly dose-dense therapy in these patients.
So AC paclitaxel?
Correct. Mm-hmm. In a dose-dense fashion. Honestly, we did it for a short period of time. The area where we practice is actually the same area where the principal investigator of the dose-dense data came from, Dr. Mark Citron. So it kind of caught on like wildfire in our area initially.
That's interesting because, well, also just in general, and I guess the theory behind dose-dense chemotherapy came out of Memorial Sloan Kettering in
mm-hmm.
New York near you, with Larry Norton
mm-hmm.
sort of being the champion, and then Mark Citron,
mm-hmm.
who's kind of out more in private practice, but also he's the one who actually, I guess, did the study. Yeah, we found, too, that all over the Northeast in general, but particularly around New York, lots and lots
mm-hmm.
of dose-dense chemo being given. So you were doing that ever since the dose-dense data came out a few years ago.
Yeah, and I think that we found the mechanism of dose-dense chemotherapy seemed to make sense. You know, a constant exposure to chemotherapy, you know, increases your cell kill. It made sense intellectually. You know, unfortunately, the follow-up data has not been as convincing as the earlier data seemed to be. So we've started to come away from that.